Ezekiel was a priest and a prophet who lived in the 6th century B.C. during the Babylonians exile. The Jews had been conquered by the Babylonians army, taken captive, and brought hundreds of miles to Babylon. This is where the prophet Ezekiel held his preaching ministry to the Jewish community in exile. In our passage today, he had a vision where the hands of the Lord took him up and set him down in a large open valley with dry bones. There was an ancient battlefield, and these were the bones of soldiers. These were the remains of the Jewish warriors who had died fighting the Babylonians on one of the largest battlefields of Israel. Perhaps even the famous valley. The Jews had been defeated so badly that there were no one left to bury their fallen soldiers. So their bodies lay in the field until they all that were left were bones. The Lord took Ezekiel in the spirit and set him down in that battlefield, the place of the Jewish defeat and death. He gave him a tour of the place. Ezekiel, that 37th chapter, verses 2 and 3, then he calls me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. God asked Ezekiel the question, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel answered, "Who knows? Oh Lord, only you know." Israel was defeated, captive, deported, and enslaved with no prospect of returning to the land. The Jews did not have a certainty that their nation would ever rise again. The people were losing hope, is what Ezekiel was voicing here. Ezekiel speaks for all who are discouraged, depressed, and beaten down. A lot of things can beat us down so that we feel like there is no possibility of us ever getting back on our feet again. Life can beat us up and defeat us, just like the soldiers in this valley was defeated. Life can deal us very severe blows. We currently our finances, our jobs, our marriages, our families, our health, our heart, mind, and souls. Financially, emotionally, and spiritually. We can feel like we have no more life in us than the dry bones in this valley. No more of a chance at having life again than these dry bones had of coming back to life. Yeah. The question to Ezekiel was, can these bones live? The answer is yes, though it seems impossible. With God, all things. Can I get a witness here this morning? With God, all things are possible. How can life come to dry bones? There are seven answers to this question. First one. First, life comes by the word of God. Yeah. And he said, again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews, a tough band of fibers, connective tissues that usually connects muscle to bone.
Yes, sir. Yes.
On you and bring flesh upon you.
Come on, preacher.
Cover you with skin and put breath in you.
Yes.
And you shall live, then you shall know that I am the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, a suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to as I looked, sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. Visualize this tremendous sight with me. God tells the prophet to prophesy to the bones. He tells this prophet to preach to the people who are dead. Like Jesus speaking to Lazarus who had only been dead in the tomb for 4 days. Yeah, these people had been dead for decades. Their bones were very dry. And verse 2 says, indeed they were very dry. Ezekiel had a large congregation that day. Yeah, yeah. It says the valley was full of bones. Yeah, there were very many in the open valley. There wasn't enough room in the attendance book to record their names of all the people present here. Well, Ezekiel preached in that day, but they were dead. The valley was undoubtedly beautiful outdoor scenery. Ezekiel had thousands of people in attendance. Ezekiel stood outside with the crowd of people before him. God told him to preach to this congregation. Yeah. You are talking about a dead church. This is exactly what Ezekiel experienced. But we must realize that this is a vision that communicates the spiritual truth. Can I get a witness here this morning? The second one is, light comes by proclamation of the word. Romans 10, 14 through 17. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without preaching? And how shall they preach except they be sent?